Hi, I'm Lambert of Deadly Sins, and we are listening to the Metal Blue Tune with DJ Vampire on Metal Mesh Radio.
Lambert, thank you very much for accepting this interview with us, and welcome to the Metal Bloodshed with DJ Vampire on Metal Messiah Radio.
Hi, DJ Vampire, and hello to all the audience.
Deadly Sins are a band from France that plays a very old-school form of thrash metal. Deadly Sins was formed in 2000 by guitarist Laurent K and Laurent B, who played heavy metal at the time, but in 2003 the lineup was completed and the band decided to move on a different musical direction and become an old school thrash metal band. What's the reason the band switched from heavy metal to a kind of old school thrash metal?
The listings had changed in this lineup, and it was closer to the new members' influences. They put common ground for inspiration and composing, mainly drawn from the American and German band. such Sodom, Destruction, Slayer, Metallica.
The band recorded a first demo in 2004 and went on tour in France and share stage with bands like The Haunted, Municipal Waste, Dead Angels and many more. How was it at the time to have shared stage with The Haunted, Dead Angel, Municipal Waste and many more?
I wasn't in the band at the time, unfortunately. Still didn't have the opportunity to share the stage with such a band. But the gig with Death Angel would have been such a thrilling perfect year. It took place in a very really small bar with such an enormous atmosphere.
Deadly Sins released their first EP in 2008 by the name of Old School, with songs like Cannibal Holocaust, Dawn of the Living Dead. How was the feeling among the band at the time, you know, the release of your first ever album. I mean, I know you was in the band, but how, they get to tell you how was the feeling then?
I think it was time that the band had some tracks on CD, with a song that's straight after 10 years to playing on stage. It was a great time for the band, the opportunity for them to reach bigger audience, what I can say.
Okay. How was it accepted among the fans in Lyon, France, in Europe and the rest of the world? I think this is a question that I should ask Laurent, right?
Yeah, but the EP was mostly distributed in France. Some have said that it was some good old-school thrash metal, and others have said that it didn't renew the genre, and it was a rather boring album. To sum it up, some understood what we were doing, and others didn't. But there's no doubt that Deadly Sins is a band you want to see on stage. It is where you'll get the real impact of our music. We'll be right back.
4 years later, your first full-length effort, Dementia, was released via French record label Black Scap Record in 2012. The album consists of 12 songs and with a bonus track on the Japanese edition. To mention some of the track on Dementia, Dementia, Skinned Alive, End of the Road, Blood for the Baron, Zombies Paradise, Tears of Blood, Deadly Sins. How did the band get in touch with Black Scap Records?
I suppose some of my band's mates were friends with people from it, but it never had a determining influence on this band's development.
French record label, Black Scap Records.
I don't know what is really Black Scap Records. It's on the CD, but I don't know who are them.
I think this is a question that I should ask Laurent.
Really?
After the recording and some gigs, Adrian drummer and Fab bass player left the band to create another musical project and was replaced by Hugh Lambert on bass and backing vocals, and Kevin Paradis on drums. Lambert, did you and Kevin knew the band from before, or you did an audition in order to become the new band members?
Kevin and I both went for auditions. At the time, I was looking forward to play the bass guitar again, because after I had worked on covering all Metallica's classic, I felt the need to express myself in a real thrash band. I was immediately struck by the brutal and groovy side of Deadly Sin music, and I thought to myself, this is exactly kind of music I wanna play.
Sunny.
Okay, current Death Lizzy's lineup is Matt vocals, Lauren K right hand guitars, Lauren B left hand guitar, Levant bass guitar and backing vocals, Kevin Paradis drummer. On November 2014, your second full-length album, Anti-Clockwise, was released. Deathly Sins play a very heavy style of thrash that is very pure and true to the 80s style of the genre while also being very melodic at the same time. The production sounds very professional for being a self-release recording while the lyrics cover dark, violent and thrash metal themes. An album that contains 10 awesome tracks but that are limited to only 37 minutes. Anti-Clockwise tracking list is as follows. In a Price of Hemorrhage, Thrashing Metal Anti-Clockwise, Bloodstorm, Brainless Playground, Left for Dead, Weekend Before Shitness, Strapped in Black, Shake Off the Gloom, Beauty Slept In, Bleeding Moon. Lambert, please tell us a little bit more about these songs, please.
I try. In Praise of Hemorrhage, this is once about an experience that our lead singer went through at the gig with the band Hemorrhage. An experience that made him fear for his life. It's transcribed in the song as the story of a soldier lost in the battlefield. Thrashing Metal Anti-Clockwise, this just a song I filmed that we are content with playing old school thrash and that we don't give a fuck about people who don't like it. Bloodstorm is about an emotional torment. Brainless Playground is one of my favorite songs. It's about a guy who hid himself with violence on the internet as it were a drug. Left 4 Dead is about going revenge. It's also the first piece of music I composed for the listeners. In Weekend Bridgetless, Matt speaks over the star system and all the pitches that wiggle some breeze on TV. Stepping Back is about personal vengeance. Shake of the Gloom is about the pleasure Matt takes in playing thrash metal. Beauty Slept in kind of the ballad of the album, for which Matt wrote a really inspired and personal text. And the end, Bleeding Moon is a brutal conclusion for the album with a moronic story of geeks that are werewolves.
Very good. You just released a video clip for the song Thrashing Metal Anti-Clockwise. I just saw it. Thank you very much for sending me the link. Please give us some more detail how the shooting of this video went in general.
We really wanted to have a music video so as to promote the album.
It was funny. Everybody like in costume. Animal, yes. Costume.
Yes, but we thought that Thrashing Metal Anti-Clockwise was a best title to make a short and idiotic music video. We shot it in 2 hours with lots of beer, of friends and the local, and the results matched over.
This new release, Clock Anti-Wise, is the first one with you, Lambert, and Kevin as the new members. How did the songwriting and recording process went, and at which recording studio this album was recorded, and who did the album cover work?
We did all the takes by Osel in a home studio. It was a good way to reduce the cost and do it with time.
That's in Lyon self?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, at home.
Okay.
And after we sent it over to Fred in Paris for the mixing and mastering by internet. The artwork was done by Alexi, the same guy who made the artwork for Dementia, the precedent album. He also did us a favor and painted a gigantic poster for this album, which is very cool, really cool.
But it is the same one who did the EP and the first album?
Just for Dementia, the other album, Dementia.
Dementia, yes. Okay, again, what's the difference? I mean, now if I have to compare this album with the two first releases, the EP and Dementia, what's the difference? I mean, now that you have joined the band, that you with Laurin did the songwriting, so what's different these albums to each other?
The songs of the album were written especially for it. Unlike Dementia and Old School, the EP, which was more kind of best of all the songs they listened at play on stage from some years. We wanted to do something shorter with more impact, and that included the gimmicks from Kevin and I.
Broken sense, but it seems we've met.
Okay, again, you went back and did an independent release. My question, Lambert, why independent and not via this again, French record label, Black Scap Records, or any other record label?
I don't even know if the famous Black Scap Records still exist. For sure, we would have liked to get some help from a big label to release it. But you know how it goes. Many are called, but only a few are chosen.
Tours or festivals scheduled in support of Anti-Clockwise?
I can tell you anything for the moment, but I can say the next year will certainly be a great year for the listeners.
But are you doing tours in French self, or?
No, nothing is confirmed, but I can tell more later, I hope.
Okay, in my opinion, Deadly Sins are a very great sounding old school thrash metal band. And if you are a fan of this awesome style of thrash metal, you should check out this album. Question I ask everyone, Lambert, how is the metal scene in your hometown of Lyon and in France in general?
In Lyon, there are a lot of metal bands, but I think there are more musicians that play metal than people that listen metal. Very, very...
That's good, the metal never dies then.
Yes, I hope. a few bands in Lyon, a few very good bands, and in France also. I can say this is a good or bad condition for metal in France. Sure, France is not the country of metal, unfortunately. If you compare with England or Dutchland, there is a lot of gigs and concerts in other countries in Europe. But we have a local scene in France, and we have again some people who listen metal, who still listen metal in France, and it's good.
Yeah, I mean, France has a lot of good bands. I mean, among some, I just did an interview with a couple of weeks ago with Benighted.
Yes.
Very great grindcore band.
Yes.
And, you know, France is well-known, worldwide known for its Hellfest open-air festival.
Yes.
Okay, Lambert, the microphone of Metal Messiah Radio is all yours. I'm going to hand you over the microphone to invite all your friends and fans to support the bands and to buy your album, to buy your merchandise, and to attend your future concert all over the world.
Okay, thanks for all people who support us and to all people who keep thrash metal and who still listen this crazy music.
So if people want to buy your album and your merchandises, where should they go to?
For now, they can join us on Facebook and or send us a message, and we will see together how to do.
Okay. All right. I want to thank you very much, Lambert, for this awesome opportunity to get you an interview. And once again, I want to congratulate you for this new album and congratulate the whole band. So thank you very much once again.
Thank you, DJ Vampire. And sorry for my bad English.
No, I think my French is worse, so don't worry. Thank you very much, Lambert. Say hello to Laurent, the Vlad promoter, from me, and all the best.
Let it go.